All right, this young man across the way has had a busy last couple of months. State tournament bowling, made that in the high school ranks, and now getting ready, of course, with the first and second track meets of the season for the Bison. His first, of course, having traveled clear across the country for an indoor meet. Blake Willis, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
It's been a while since you and I have talked.
Yeah, it's been, a couple months?
I know it. Sure has. Your hands. First of all, nice job on bowling this year. Had a good bowling season, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you. Made state. Didn't do as well as I hoped, but it's pretty fun getting to go.
I guess, have you always been a bowling fan? Did you ever think you'd be on a high school bowling team?
No, I never thought I would. I just wanted to do winter sport. I wasn't into wrestling or any of the other sports, so I just joined bowling.
Fun group. I know talking to the sides, Terry and Jan out there, they really love working with the kids. It sounded like you guys had a lot of fun with just learning the game and getting better, huh?
Oh, yeah. Terry and Miss Sides, I love their coaching. They always keep it pretty fun for practice. Nothing too intense, but we do what we need to do.
Terry's a good teacher, good coach, isn't
he? He's insane.
He knows his stuff, without a doubt, no question. Last time we talked to you was with Junior Olympics. You had a great season last year, and that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Got to go up there, got to compete in the only triple jump, but a lot of fun, like 18-hour drive.
Yeah, you're still driving long distances lately, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this spring, you've been busy, I think, 5 different indoor meets. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, just got back from Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. That was the national meet.
Yes.
And did pretty well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I got placed 11th place with my 21-4 for long jump and 41st for triple. Long jump, it was just 2 places off making the finals. So
a very successful trip, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How was the facilities? Was it a big arena where you competed at? What did it look like?
So it was a giant building, but you walk in, there's a couple like basketball courts, kind of looked weird, but then you turn to the right, you have the giant indoor track, huge place.
Yeah, I keep thinking, this was indoors, not outdoors, so great facility. Now, before that, you had 4, were all those in-state, or did you have some other out-of-state ones as well?
So all my meets for indoor season, same place, Concordia up in Seward. We had first 3 meets and then our championship meet, which I got 4th place in long jump and triple jump.
Mm-hmm. How you do at those meets determines if you get a chance to go to Virginia Beach. Is that right?
For indoor, you can qualify during your outdoor season from last year or your indoor that year. I qualified with the qualifying standards were 40 feet for triple and 21.5 for long jump. Barely qualified for long jump during my indoor season with a 20'5" 1/4". And I got back into the 40-41s during indoor season.
You had a lot of fun. It just kept you in track mode. And I take it you're right there ready to go for your first meet at Aurora, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping, love to hopefully get 42, maybe 43 up there. For a triple jump, I just started. It's called double arm. So a different style of triple jumping. It's kind of once you're getting more advanced, like kind of getting better at it, you can transition from single to double.
All right. So, you kept him in track mode all this time. Did you have, I guess your parents probably were ones that kind of traveled with you, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Huh? So I went up there with my mom and my dad. They took kind of shifts driving up. So
I think I heard some other kids that were going to Concordia, not necessarily from McCook, but from the area. Did you run into any other kids around the area that were in Concordia going to these meets too?
So I competed Chayden Hoffmaster. He went to 2 of those.
Yeah.
He had a great first meet.
24 feet and 5.5 at the UNK Indoor. When you heard that, it's like, are you kidding me?
You've got 6th in the nation for indoor. It was crazy. I was pretty happy to hear that, though, because I've been competing against him for a while.
So he was going to did he go to Virginia Beach, too?
No, he didn't go up there, but he competed Seward just with me.
Okay.
And then I also ran to Keaton Redford, Redline. I think Keaton Redline. He was up there. And Jared.
It's tough to keep track of all those names.
Tough to keep track of names. I can put a face to them.
Right.
Sorry I got their name wrong. But
that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. But you ran into some other pretty good jumpers, and maybe you might run into the Hoffmaster kid from Cozad Conference, Southwest Conference. You'll at least one meet you're going to run. And Cozad's a district team, I think, too.
Yes.
So that you'll run into him against there, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he'll probably win our districts if he has a good day like usual. I'm hoping to be second, third districts, hopefully qualify for state.
Never know about those jumpers. I mean, tell you, over the years watching that, boy, sometimes you can have the 23, 24 footers and you just have a bad day or can't hit the board right. Things happen.
Yeah.
Got to have that good day on district day, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So besides the two jumps for the rest of the season, are you getting any running events in? Or?
Right now, I'm on the varsity 4x1. I'm okay. Second leg.
Mm-hmm. Like that straightaway?
Yeah, the straightaway. Love it. Coach Barry talked to me about doing other relays or like individual events. It just depends how the season goes.
Right.
So I might try out a 4x4, might not stick. We'll see where I'm at.
You can't just load up all at once. Take your time, ease into the season a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Feel like since the last time I've saw you, it seems like you've gotten taller. Am I right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
Yeah. So you got the jumpers. I don't know if this is politically correct or not, but you got the jumpers body, it looks like.
A bit taller, yeah. Jumpers.
You bet. But you feel stronger. You're a lot better this year.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you went over 21. You wouldn't mind hitting that 22-foot barrier anytime, would you?
I might have hit it at Virginia Beach, but it's a bit behind the board, like probably a foot behind the board.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I would have gotten close. I think last year I was at 17 feet, so I made big improvements there.
Yeah, isn't that a good feeling when you're behind the board and you still got a 21? It's like, oh, that's that easily. If I hit that board, it can be easily close to 22 feet this year.
I feel like it takes a lot of pressure off knowing you've done it.
Mm-hmm. Got some good coaches, Coach Young and Coach Duggar. Those guys done a wonderful job, and I'm sure they're giving you advice and watching you at each and every move, aren't they?
Yeah, so I sent them, had my parents send them videos. They gave me a few, stuff I could correct. I know I could correct, but it's nice to always have that, kind of have them there to tell me what I could fix, how I can go farther.
Exactly. Now, you're just a junior. You got still one more year, don't you?
Oh, I'm a sophomore.
You've got two more years. Gosh dang, Blake. I'm trying to get you through to graduation day in a hurry. So two more years. Are you going to continue this into next year in the spring or right after the winter months of getting to the indoor meets again?
So this summer, earlier in the school year, I got invited to the Coast to Coast International. So I'll be going to Australia, compete track up there.
Okay.
That's June, July-ish. I'm not sure what other competitions I might do during the summer. We'll see. Hopefully like to do indoor season again.
So the fundraising is beginning right now for that trip, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've been going around asking for donations from people. Uh-huh. I've gotten some generous donations. A lot of people like to help support me for this trip.
You bet. Well, let us know on that. If you do anything else, we'll promote that and everything, because that's, I'm sure, not a cheap – it's not cheap, is it?
No.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we hope it's going to be a good bison season coming up. I know, pumped up, your first outdoor meet. Everything's been indoors and outdoors. You're kind of pumped, ready to go, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the atmosphere in indoor is great, but outdoor season,
right?
There's nothing like it.
Yeah, the elements. What's the weather going to be? Is it going to be windy? Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Do you have a preference on what you'd like?
If it's like the perfect jumping day, some gust of winds, like not when you're running up, but if you jump and you get a gust of winds, perfect condition right there. Probably 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's probably the best you can
get. That's why I've kind of heard the sprinters and jumpers like it when it's a little warm outside.
Mm-hmm. Not too hot, like 90s.
No. Even the watch track, it's just not fun when it's that hot.
Yeah.
You bet. The goal, you want to get to Omaha in the worst way, don't you?
Yeah.
We want you to get to Omaha and watch you down. That'd be great. You bet. Thank you for coming in. Keep up the good work. We'll be watching you throughout the season. Got some big meets and your competition. You ever one of these meets and the jumps could be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.